What we have insisted as a union is that there should be dialogue over these matters. There has been an approach of using some sort of intimidation and using threats for nurses and midwives to go back to work. But our belief is that if they went back to work as a result of such an approach, they will not work according to expectation. So what we want is a settlement of this problem amicably, so that even as they go back to work, they will be convinced and satisfied that their issues are being given due attention.
But Mr. Hikaumba, the government is the employer and is directing them to go. Why are they refusing to go? And don't you think that there could be a backlash if the government takes a drastic decision based on their decision not to work, to press on their demands for better living conditions?
There have been certain pronouncements indicating that their issues will be addressed. And they contend that those matters have not been given attention yet. This is the second time they've gone on strike. Because the first time they went on strike, that's when those promises were made. And now they are saying the government has not honored those promises. So they want to hear from government what progress has been made in regard to the grievances that they had. In our meeting with them today, there is an indication that they would be willing to go back to work as long as the government comes out very clearly on the position regarding what they had promised. If there are any hardships, the government should clearly indicate so and when they may address those problems, especially of salaries.
Well, some people are saying that the nurses and midwives are holding the government to ransom in this case, and that it's ordinary Zambians who would suffer because of their refusal to work. The government has called for dialogue. You are calling for dialogue. When does the dialogue begin, and how to resolve this problem in order for nurses and midwives to go back to work?
Yeah, I think although the government is calling for dialogue, their focus has been on addressing what they termed as disparities arising from the collective agreement for 2013. According to the agreement, some of the implemented conditions of service were not in accordance with that agreement. So those are the things that are sort of being addressed, whereas the workers themselves are complaining about the actual increment that was given, the 4%, because after the completion of the negotiations for 2013, there was an indication from some top government officials that workers had been given a 200% salary increase. So when they received their new salaries and conditions of service, they discovered that was not the case, and that is what sparked off the protests in the first place. And so the government had to start making explanations as to what actually had been given to them. So it is sort of having some historical background that government was not being very truthful and sincere. After making those pronouncements, what was implemented was different. And so they are trying to just remind government that they promised better salaries and conditions of service, which was not the case with the health workers.
So how long did they say they are going to lay down their tools in order to pressure the government to keep up its promises it made earlier to them?
As a mother body of trade unions, we have just started getting involved in this impasse, and it is our expectation that very soon we should be able to convince the striking workers to get back to work and ensure that the bargaining process, which has just started, be carried out in a transparent manner, and that something should be considered for the health workers arising from the grievances that they've put across.